Well, just under 500,000 Australian women have experienced physical or sexual violence in the past 12 months. And women's advocates say Australia could solve the problem of domestic violence within a generation if sufficient resources are put into changing attitudes about the problem. Michael Edwards has this report.
24-year-old Elkira Glass looks very much the picture of a sophisticated professional woman. She's immaculately groomed and projects a vibe that is confident and relaxed. But as we meet at a community centre in Redfern in inner city Sydney, she tells me it hasn't always been this way.
If you seen me 12 months ago, you wouldn't have even recognised me walking down the street because I wouldn't have my hair done. I'd be in trackies, I'd be in hoodies, you know. When you're in a domestic violence situation, it can break your confidence down, strip you away to your absolutely nothing, and you feel like you're nothing.
Elkira's ordeal began when she was 19 and started seeing a 36-year-old man. She says she was vulnerable at the time, with no job and no place to stay. Her boyfriend was initially kind to her, but then became more controlling. That's when the violence started.
It was a lot of intimidation in front of people. There was always threats of violence that he was going to do things in front of people, but he'd never actually do it. And he'd wait until people had actually left. And then he would do things like grab me around my throat and put me down onto the floor and hold me down to the point I can't breathe. And I felt like I was going to die.
The statistics around domestic violence in Australia are staggering. On average, one woman is killed every week as a result of intimate partner violence. One in three women have experienced physical and or sexual violence at the hands of someone they know. Elkira Glass is Aboriginal. She says women from her community are especially vulnerable.
A lot of Indigenous families have a lot of family breakdowns and different cycles of violence. And I think that is the forefront reason why a lot of young Indigenous men and women are susceptible to domestic violence.
Elkira Glass's experience does highlight the problems within the Indigenous community. But domestic violence is a problem that cuts across all socioeconomic, racial and ethnic lines.
What are we doing that's allowing this to continue? What's happening in our communities that says that domestic violence is okay?
Katie Aitchison is the Managing Director of Youth Action, an anti-violence advocacy group. She applauds government initiatives to increase the availability of women's refuges and police intervention strategies. However, she thinks more could be done to change underlying attitudes towards domestic violence.
If we change the attitudes that we see in young people, if we talk to schools, if we talk to the communities and we talk to parents, if we join together as a community and we work together with the young people to look at those negative stereotypes, to help them know what domestic violence is and how to prevent it in their own lives and how to prevent it in the future, we actually can eradicate domestic violence. And one generation, it's not too much to ask, and I think we just need to start focusing on the prevention side as well.
With today being the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, as well as White Ribbon Day, Elkira Glass thought it was the right time to tell her story. She eventually managed to leave her violent partner and break the cycle of violence in her life. Although her past still haunts her, she's putting her experiences to good use by training to help those women still plagued by domestic violence.
The only way that domestic violence can be stopped is if it's being educated to young people at a younger age, so that people know the red flags, the warning signs, and the different things that they can do to either get out of the situation they're in or to know the supports or the people that can help them.